27 years ago. This was a letter written by Z. Charnot, July 30th, 1994. Part 1. 27 years ago this month, I began publicly reporting a transformation in my life, a body of learning and insight to which I was opened, an understanding to which I was guided and inspired. Only the consistency and stamina of the effort over these years gives an indication of its validity. My clumsiness, poor judgment, weakness, and frailty at times has distracted. A very small portion of what Jesus was and what he taught has been allowed, admitted, and disclosed by institutional Christianity. No level of reformation is adequate to improve upon the deficiency of the body of literature reporting so little of what Jesus was and what he taught. We are indebted to Buddhists and Gnostics for the larger body of literature which reports more comprehensively who Jesus was and what he taught. In Ladakh, in Tibet, at the monastery at Himis, an account of the 18 years of Jesus' life between ages 12 and 30 are found. We are indebted to such as Nadovich and Rorich for an awareness of this information. Only recently we have gained access to the Nag Hammadi Gnostic literature. Very recently, the Dead Sea Scrolls have been loosened from the control of those who traditionally attempt to own truth. They attempt to manipulate and to control truth that they don't understand. We can be thankful for a few who shunt past this manipulation and control and who offer direct accounts of the greater body of knowledge about what life is, what it is for, and what the opportunity and responsibility of life means. At the end of the 19th century, Spalding reported the life and teachings of the masters of the Far East. Levi Dowling presented the Aquarian Gospel. In the 20th century, Edgar Cayce and Ruth Montgomery used invisible sources to expand upon that body of knowledge. Jane Roberts and Robert Butts vastly supplemented this information. There is a kind and a degree of consistency in the body of knowledge described in the foregoing. It fits together with the accounts of Blofeld and Alexandra David Neal of the Tibetan traditions. Yogananda and Yukteswar provide East Indian profundity on self-realization and holy science. Carlos Castaneda reports the tradition of the Mayans, more particularly the Yaqui preservers of the Mayan tradition. Jose Arguelles and Humbat's men explain more. It all fits together. Krishnamurti and Alan Watts have contributed. Zen, Ikkyu's freedom, and Suzuki's scholarship indicate methods of liberation. From another body of literature, we can benefit from the raw material, the Andreessen Affair, and its follow-up, The Andreessen Affair Phase 2, and The Watchers. From the life sciences, we can valuably consult the works of Edmund Sinnett, Lyle Watson, Rupert Sheldrake, and be guided in the right direction. We can use the methods of Robert Monroe and Hemisink. This grants another method of self-validating exploration, like Zen and other meditational techniques. With this abundance of sources, orientations, directions, even taken collectively, we can extricate ourselves from an attachment to the partial and prepare ourselves for a connection to the whole.